Okay, so we looked at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and we noted that what was slightly strange about the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is that it sets up a seeming dichotomy. Either you hold that anything that brings you close to a riot is asur midareisa, or you think it is permitted, right? Because the Gemara assumes that, well, if you disagree with Rabbi Pedas, rather, if Rabbi Pedas disagrees with the Harcha Garmamos, or if you say you have to be Marcha Garbamos, that must be you disagree with Rabbi Pedas. But Tosus knows that is not an obvious assumption at all, and therefore Tosus doesn't accept this. Right? Tosus says, no, everyone agrees it's not a Daraisa problem, everyone agrees it's a Darabanan. The question is, where is it from? Is it an Asmachta? Is it not an Asmachta? But basically, no one's going to actually tell me that it's mutter. Who's going to tell me you're allowed to go straight up to a house of prostitution, right? That's not happening. Everyone agrees to Asmi Darabanan. The question is, what type of Darabanan is it? Okay? That's one Gemara. The second Gemara is the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos is slightly more expansive. So who wants to give me the basic backdrop for the Gemara? What is the Gemara? What is the context of the Gemara? Yes, you did. Right. Good. What is the Gemara talking about?
Well, this was...
You wrote this on the board.
Wait, which one?
Shabbat?
The notes we did yesterday.
On Shabbat?
Yeah.
No, from how far back? The very beginning when it discusses when you can sleep with the Nidah or not.
What is the beginning? What is the context of the Gemara?
When it starts, yeah. It's
after. Yo yochal azav im azava.
He's able to.
Is not eating, azav and azava, eating together. And then the Gemara introduces several different cases in which we not only prohibit somebody from violating the primary prohibition, but we set up safeguards around it, right? So we bring into discussion Ezav eating with Ezava. We bring in the eating meat and milk at the same table. Correct. So what is the Gemara's question, the central question of the Gemara? What is it trying to figure out, right? What is its question that we focused on? What was the central question? Nida, Mahu, Shitishen in Baala, he bevigda behu vehu bevigdo. Can
Anita's
sleep in the same bed as her husband?
If they're close.
With their clothes. Right. If they're in their clothes. Right? Again, the assumption of the Gemara is that what?
They don't sleep with their clothes usually.
Correct. And therefore this provides a shinui of sorts, right? Some sort of differentiation which is meant to remind them that actual intercourse is prohibited. Okay? So Gemara wants to know is that permitted. So the Gemara goes through several possibilities, and the Gemara says, well, maybe you should say it is prohibited because we don't allow a person to eat meat and milk at the same table. Right? I mean, have milk while there's meat on the table. So then the Gemara rejects it and says, no, maybe that's in that case because there's no heker, there's no deyot, right? There aren't multiple people there to remind each other not to violate the prohibition, and there's no change, there's no differentiation, which draws attention to the fact that there's a prohibition. Okay? So then the Gemara says, okay, maybe it's more similar to two people eating together, right?
And then it also disproves that because it's too strange. And too strange.
Right, so the Gemara says, correct, that doesn't help because we already said the Shnei Makirin Zedzeh, right? That doesn't help. Correct. And obviously the husband and wife know each other. That's the whole problem here. That's why we're worried. So then the Gemara says, okay, but here still that wouldn't prove that this is prohibited because there is a shinui. Right? There's still a shinui. Good. So the Gemara goes through these different proofs and then it goes, right, the yochal azavim azava. And the Gemara says, okay, the fact that azav and azava can't eat together doesn't prove anything because, again, we're talking about a case where
There's no
shinui, and that's why it's prohibited. Seven. There may be deyot, but there may not be shinui, which again, sleeping together in the same bed may not be as much of a problem. So then the Gemara says, let's pick up two lines into the wide lines. Then the Gemara, after all this, picks up and says, Tashma, El Heharim lo achal, ve'inav lo nasa, El Gilulei Beit Yisrael, ve'eshet rehev lo timei, ve'lisha nida lo yikrav. So this is talking about who? Open up the Gemara in Shabbos.
Oh, Shabbat. Dang it.
Can you see what the Shinoi and the Diode are translated?
Shinui is change, differentiation. Deot are, loosely translated in this case, people. It literally, deot means opinions or perspectives, right? Minds.
Oh, that's the minds category.
Correct. Correct. Deot. But right, the point here is that there are multiple human beings present. Okay. Okay.
I thought it was going to get multiple.
Meaning there aren't so many there. I have one. There's another one there. Okay. Yeah, Nachum, whatever. I'll go through it. It's okay. I don't know how many there are. I don't know how many there are.
Isn't that our scroll one right there?
Okay, fine. So you share with me. Fine. Okay, so the Gemara says, Yechezkel, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel, which praises Yechezkel. What was unique about Yechezkel? Right, Yechezkel, we've already talked about him a bit. Right, what was unique about him? So it says, El harim lo achal, ve'inav lo nasal gilei bet Yisrael. So, he didn't, right, eat toward the mountains. And he didn't raise his eyes to the idols of the Jews. But Eshere Elotime, he didn't make his friend's wife impure. Velishan Nida lo yikrav. He didn't come close to a Nida. So the Gemara says, Makish Isha Nida leshet Reyehu. Right, there's an assumption here, obviously, that he can't sleep with his own wife when she's a Nida, nor can he sleep with the wife of somebody else, and we equate them. So Ma Eshet Reyehu hu bivigdo behivi vigda asur. To just like one would not permit
sleeping with a neighbor.
You to sleep with someone else's wife in the same bed just happened to wearing clothes. It's not a good idea.
It's called
right?
A homer you shouldn't do it's
like, yes, that is a given, right? The Gemara doesn't have to prove this. I want to point out, the Gemara doesn't need to prove that that is not a good idea. The Gemara just assumes that that is the case. So the Gemara says that is given, that is the conclusion. Right? You cannot sleep in the same bed with your wife in even in pajamas, if she's a Nida. Okay? And then again, the Gemara introduces, as it did, in Avodah Zarah, Upliga de Ravi Pidas. And this argues in Ravi Pidas. What argues in Ravi Pidas?
Oh, the, no, whether it states that...
What
the choicer is.
What argues in Ravi Pidas? The notion that the prohibitions of a Arayot include more than intercourse itself.
Right,
in a nutshell. So he says, the Amar Vidas Lazatara Ella Kurva shall gilu yarayas bilvad. The only thing that is prohibited is coming close, is literally intercourse shenamar, ish isha kol shebrisero, lo zigravula galos erva. And then it quotes the same story that Ula ki aviasim be rava, menashik le lachvase, abe chadayev amrila be yadayu. Ula, when he came back from the base medrash, used to kiss his sister, even on her hands or on her chest. Upliga didei didei. Doesn't this present a contradiction for Ula himself? Damar Ula feel shum kurva asur vishum lech lech amrin nizaras choshor lekamer lo sikrav. Like where I said, this seems to be an internal contradiction, because in one place Ula says it's permitted, right? Meaning he was kissing his sister, which is all right. But he tells you that you're not supposed to do this, right? You are supposed to avoid it. Then the Gemara tells you a story that's supposed to drive this point home. Tana de Baleo, Maisa be Talmud, Echad, Shana Harbe, Vikara Harbe, Vishimish Tamichom Harbe. There was a Talmud Chacham. He learned a lot of Torah, Torah Shabbatav, Torah Shabbatpeh, spent time with Talmud Chachamim. Mamish, big Talmud Chacham.
I noticed how they didn't mention anything to Raita in it, of what they listed.
What do you mean?
Because
Shana Harbe is he learned Torah Shabbatpeh, Kara is he learned Torah Shabbatav.
Oh,
that's what it means.
Kara. Okay, fine.
Kara whenever it's in this context, Kara means he read Tanakh, and Shana means he learned Tarsh Bal Peh.
Oh, I thought that would emphasize later in the conclusion because he ate in when you get into the
oh no. And Shivas Tamid Chachamim means he spent time with Tamid Chachamim, learning how to pask and analyze midos, depending where you look. Umeis bechatzi yamav, but he died.
Young, half his age.
And his wife was so angry at God, she took his tefillin and went around to the shuls in the base medrash and says, it says the Torah is that which will lengthen your life. Bali Shishana Harbe Vikara Harbe Vishidishum Harbe. He learned Tayyura Bikhtav Valpe, he learned with Tanik the Khomim, he was Tzadik Gomor, right? Why did he die young? No one had any response? Once I was at her house and I asked her. She told me the whole story. And I said, I can't imagine this conversation, I'm just saying. When you were Nida,
what did you do?
How did your husband... Okay. Amrli, chas v'shalom, avil betrok, dana lo nogabi. Said, God forbid, he never touched me. Bimeili bunech ma'u etzlach. Okay, what about bimeili bunech? Right? Meaning, during the days when you weren't bleeding, but you were counting shivanikiyim, you were counting the seven clean days. What about then? So achal imi v'shasa imi v'yashin imi mikiruv basar. Also dait ol davar acher. We ate together, we drank together, we slept together without clothes. But he didn't even think about being intimate with me.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, great. With all the of Amartila, and I said to her again, I can't imagine going back to your Dvar Torah this week. I can't imagine this going well. Baruch Hamakom Sherago. Thank God that he killed your husband. Shalom Nasa Panim Latayra, because he had no respect for Torah. Shaharei Amra Torah Velisham and Indastum Asa Lo Sikrav, because the Torah says, "Don't come close." And your husband came pretty darn close. Kiyasar Dimi Amar Mita Chadavi Bamar Rav Amri Amar Rav Yitzchak Shina Mafsik Ben Olam. Okay, well, okay. In Rava, they said it was a big wide bed, so they didn't actually touch each other, or whatever it was exactly. Okay. So what is the implication here, right? Remember, this fills out the picture a little. The Gemara is saying, this presumably is again, against who?
Ripidas.
The Ripidas says, no, when we say look tikrivu, we mean don't have intercourse. But the Gemara is assuming that that's not how we paskin. Right? We paskin that in addition to the prohibition of the intercourse itself, there is a more expansive prohibition going on. And Tosos yet again asked the question, right? And he's right again is bothered by this, and says what? Again, what did he say in Avodah Zarah? Tema minale de pligi, domina banan asra filo hu bivigdo. Right? So Tosfos says again, how do you know they argue? Maybe Rabbi Pidas thinks it's motor midaraisa. Right? It's biblically permitted, but thinks it's rabbinically prohibited. Right. And the first position the Gemara thinks it's biblically prohibited. But how do you know that Rabbi Pidas
towards intercourse?
What? The things that are not intercourse itself, right?
Oh, not intercourse, okay.
Everyone agrees intercourse is awesome. No one's arguing with that. Yeah. No, he's saying, how do you know? The Gemara assumes that Rabbi Pidas thinks that all the things leading up to this are permitted. No, are permitted.
Oh. Things that lead up to it.
The Gemara is saying, the Gemara is, again, for the 10th time, the Gemara sets up a dichotomy. Either you accept that it's biblically prohibited, or you say it's permitted. And Tosfos asks, why? Why can't you just say that Rabbi Pidas and the Chacham and the Tanakhama here both agree that it is prohibited? The only question is, biblical or rabbinic? Why do you assume that Rabbi Pidas would say, yeah, go ahead, sleep with your wife and Zanita without clothes in the same bed? Like, what prompts you to think that Rabbi Pidas would be okay with that? Right? Maybe he just doesn't think it's Doraisa. Virashi the Perish Khan came in the Raisa lo Asr Elevitashmish Mamish, Midra Banan lo Asr Elekiru Basar. He said, Rashi tries to say, well, maybe, what's the issue? That basically everyone will only assume that the Rabbanan adds one level beyond the Doraisa. And therefore, how does Rashi understand the sugya? If Revi Pidas holds that biblically the only thing that's prohibited is what? Intercourse. Then Dirabbanan, the only thing that should be asr is? No. Rashi.
Oh.
Right, this is what Tosfos introduces. According to Rashi, how does he solve the problem? Right, Rashi solves the problem saying, right, maybe what the Gemara is saying is, look, everyone agrees that there is a biblical prohibition and there's a rabbinic prohibition.
Right.
But what's the Gemara's assumption? That everyone formulates it as follows. Whatever is usher biblically, the rabbinic prohibition is only one layer beyond what is biblically prohibited. Therefore, if Rabbi Pidas thinks that the Pasuk only prohibits intercourse, Then what is rabbinically prohibited?
Sleeping
in the same bed without clothing. Okay?
Even with clothing.
No, without clothing. The kiruv basar. Right? That means without clothing.
Yeah, but...
Without clothing.
I know, but I'm...
Without clothing.
I know. But once that removed from relationships would be even with clothing.
No, it would be without clothing.
Oh, okay, fine. Right, okay.
Not actually having intercourse, just sleeping together without clothing.
Right?
Therefore, how does Rashi understand it? Rashi says, look, the Gemara's assumption is as follows. Rabbi Pidas, who holds that Lotikravu only prohibits intercourse, sex, will think that what is rabbinically prohibited is... Prohibited is sleeping in the same bed without clothes. Mm-hmm. Which is how the Gemara knew that what?
That
Rabbi Pidas would permit sleeping together with clothes. Because that's two steps removed from the biblical prohibition.
Mm. How's it two? First one is...
Sleeping together naked. Two would be sleeping together with clothes. Yeah. Right? The Isser itself would be intercourse. The rabbinic would be sleeping together naked. The two levels removed would be...
Oh, I see.
Right? With and therefore, what's the implication of Rashi? What does the other opinion hold about Lo Tikrivu L'Galut Erva? What does the other position hold?
Did even go? Even it's still being. It would still be us, or
right? The Gemara says that Rav Pidas argues on something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what is the position that he's arguing on? Rav Pidas would hold that sleeping together, having intercourse, would be biblical.
Right.
Sleeping together without clothes would be rabbinic.
Right.
Sleeping together with clothes would be permitted.
Right. So
the other position would hold
that all of it is us, or
what? No.
Sleeping without clothes. Is there, right?
Sleeping without clothes is d'oraisa. Sleeping without clothes is d'oraisa.
One step.
And therefore, one step removed from that would be prohibited. But derabanan. But for Pidas, it would be two steps removed, and therefore it would be
permitted.
And according to the Tanakhama, it would be one step removed.
So it would be Asur Darabanan.
So it would be Asur Darabanan. But how does the Gemara know that they argue? I mean, right? What is Tosa saying? How is Tosa explaining Rashi? That the way the Gemara knew that the Tanakhama argues in Rabbi Pidas is because if the assumption is that the Darabanan can only be one level added to the D'oraisa, and Rabbi Pidas thinks the D'oraisa is only intercourse,
right,
that means that sleeping together without clothes would only be rabbinic,
right,
which means that sleeping together with clothes would be two steps removed. And since Rabbi Pidas puts the D'oraisa only at actual sex, therefore, it must be that he would permit sleeping together with clothes because that's two steps removed.
Right. Uh-huh.
By implication, the other position must hold that sleeping together without clothes is biblically prohibited. And that's why the Gemara thinks that according to that other position, sleeping together with clothes is rabbinically prohibited. According to the first position, but not Rabbi Pidas, right? That's the way Rashi understands it.
Right.
No, so he says rabbinically, but he says Pidas is not a problem.
But according to Rabbi Pidas, it would be permitted. That's how the Gemara knew. Because the assumption is that rabbinically you would only forbid things which are one step removed.
Okay.
And since Rabbi Pidas pegs the D'oraisa at only at intercourse, so therefore sleeping together with clothes, which is by definition two steps removed, must be permitted. Right? That's the Gemara's argument.
Okay.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tosros doesn't like it, right? Lo nehira. He says that can't be, because by that assumption, what should Rabbi Pidas definitely argue on? Well, yochal hazav im hazava. Right? Eating together. That they can't eat together.
He would say it's mutter.
Correct. The problem is
20 steps removed.
Correct. What's the problem?
It's
a Mishnah.
Right.
Right, it's a Mishnah, and Rabbi Pidas isn't going to argue on a Mishnah.
Right.
Right? So therefore, Tosfos understands that Rashi's analysis doesn't work. Okay? And then what's the second question? Right? You read this, Tosfos. What's the second question? If Rashi's analysis is right, then according to Rabbi Pidas, it shouldn't only be mutter to sleep with a nida with clothes on. Who else should it be mutter to sleep with?
Anyone.
Someone else's wife, as long as you're wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a bit far-fetched.
And that's why Tosfos doesn't buy Rashi. Mm-hmm. Right? Meaning, because remember, the Gemara equates the level of Isser for Nida as it does for Eishes Ish.
Right.
And therefore, Tosfos says, I can't believe that Rashi thinks that according to Rebbe Pedas, you could sleep in the same bed as long as you're wearing pajamas with someone else's wife. Right, I cannot believe that Rashi said such a thing.
That's a little...
Because what? It's also two steps removed?
Meaning formally, that's what would come out. Yes, it's two steps removed. But he said, I can't accept as a human being. Right? He's like, that can't be. Right? Meaning, raise your hand if you think that that's okay. Right? To sleep with someone else's wife in bed as long as you're wearing pajamas. Which, remember, could mean lingerie. Right? We're not talking...
Oh,
right? Let's be very clear here. Right? That would fit the technical... Right? Nobody thinks that's okay, right? Tosfos is like, yeah. I really hope nobody thinks it's okay.
Donnie definitely doesn't think this is okay. I don't even think Donnie thinks learning about this is okay.
Fine. Malcolm agrees. Okay? So therefore... Beforish Rabbeinu Tam to plead there be das the chim lasa tarei lekriva shel giloy arayos bilvad im kenin la nolaser veligzar lekain shasar akasuv. Said since he thinks that kirva of giloy arayos the only thing that's asur is intercourse, therefore when we add rabbinical layers to it, it has to model the right. So now this is something we do in general. Right, that Chazal in general say that kol ma detikon rabbanan ke'ein daraisa tikon. When they come up with the binnik prohibitions, we try to model them at like daraisas, and therefore he says dahainu deos below shinui. Meaning what? We try to only that Rei Pedas would presumably only prohibit what? No.
That's what
Rebbe
does.
No, Tosfos is not accepting that, remember?
Oh, okay, fine.
Only things that are like that. He said, what is like sex? It's
sleeping in the
same. No, so he says, deyot b'li shinui. Right? Meaning, we don't trust people
to know each other.
Right? To protect each other from Isser if there isn't a actual differentiation in the situation. Right?
Can you...
Kagon lo yochal zavim azava, and that's why the zav and zava eating together. Obviously, it's many steps removed from an actual act of intercourse. But in the end of the day, it's two people familiar with each other, interacting in a intimate way without a shinui, right? Without a differentiation, right? And that Rebbe Pedas can buy into. Aval hu bevigdo bevigdo dikadez shinui lo yizbar Rebbe Pedas tafil bechazeshu bevigdo bevigdo shari. But what does the Gemara assume? That according to Rabbi Pedas, sleeping together with clothes on, which has a shinui, which has a change, that is, right? It's not about one step removed, two steps removed. Is that Rabbi Pedas, because he thinks the Torah only prohibits sex itself, will think rabbinically we only forbid things which are intimate?
Without a shinui.
Like,
how is eating at the same table? Like there's no
shinui. Have you ever?
No, I know it's intimate, but like, why?
Yes,
is it...
that's it. That's
the point.
That's the point.
Right.
Rabbi Tam saying it's intimate, obviously at a much lower scale.
I mean, if you could sleep so in the how, same
is that not
bed
removed,
while
then?
Closed, because there's a shinui.
With a shinui.
What? You're sitting at the same table.
Correct, which is intimacy without a shinui.
One shinui.
No, it's not a shinui.
Oh, there's no shinui.
Being dressed is not a shinui.
No,
because you normally eat. Yes. I hope you normally eat dressed.
That's right. But I'm saying, like...
If you normally ate naked, then yes, eating dressed would be a shinui.
Right.
But that's the assumption that the normal person doesn't do that, right?
But isn't it a shinui?
I hope that's a good assumption.
A lot of so other far, going
I think
on
he's
here.
Confused because the shinui no, are from relations like, itself.
No, I don't. It's
so
not shinui. That's not what the word
so
means.
Far off.
That's, like, that's not, for a bit of time, that's not the issue. Right? It's that, according to him, because the Jerobon has to be modeled on the Jaraisa,
right?
Therefore what? And the nature of the daraisa is intimacy,
right?
Without shinui.
So therefore,
the rabbinic ones aren't about how far is it from sexuality.
It's about the shinui.
It's whether there's a shinui or not. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam. V'ri perish upligi Rabbi Dos came to islay de lo shayach lashon kriva v'gilah reis mamish. He says, "No. What is Rabbi Dos saying? Since the word kirva only means intimacy, v'imkain, I mean." Okay, I shouldn't use Lashon Saginar. If I say intimacy, then you're going to confuse for the date. No, intercourse, sex. Fine? V'imkein, v'elisha nida lo yikrav, hainu tashmish mamish. That means sex. Shuv ein lamod behekis meishes ish lasser hu bevigdohu lafuki lashon kriir vam mishmaso. V'dochachu the ages reyu lo timei mashmal tashish mamish rafil achi asu bevigdohu bevigdohu. He's just said, no, if you think that's the truth, then you can't learn it from a hekish, you can't compare it to a married woman, because then you'd be expanding the word kirva, right? Meaning, this whole drasha that assumes that whatever is forbidden for your wife is also for someone else's wife, right? I mean, nida, right? That doesn't work for Rabbi Pedas, because Rabbi Pedas thinks the word kirva only means in actual sex, right? And therefore, when you go back to the pasuk, right, you can't say v'lishan nida lo yikrav means he didn't have sex with a nida. To then, what he's saying, what's the problem is the hekish, right? Is that the Gemara is equating eishes re'eu lo timei to eishet nida lo yikrav v'lishan lo yikrav. But if tikrav only means sexuality mamish, right, then it's not comparable to any other verb. Hence timei. Right, so it's a local, like he says in Avodah Zarah. It's just a technicality. They don't necessarily argue la halacha. What do they argue about? Drasha. Okay. Now let's take it together. Okay, I know this is a bit complicated, right? But what emerges so far, according to Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, is any form of intimacy short of intercourse biblically prohibited with any of the Arayos?
No.
No. Right? Because Tosfos in Avodah Zarah assumes that Rabbi Pedas and the Tanna Kamma agree lehalacha. They only argue about, on the level of the Rabbanan, where is it derived from? And therefore, everybody agrees that biblically the only thing that's usher is intercourse. And rabbinically, they argue about the source, maybe they argue about the exact contours of the Derabbanan, right? Fine. According to Rashi, Rabbi Pedas thinks, is anything besides intercourse biblically prohibited? According to Rabbi Pedas, according to Rashi?
Pedas says no. Pedas says yes.
According to Rashi, according to Pedas, is anything besides intercourse biblically prohibited?
Oh, biblically no.
No.
Derabbanan,
right? Derabbanan it is, but it's only one step removed. According to the Tanna Kamma,
it's also
no. According to Rashi, according to the Tanna Kamma, are things besides for intercourse itself biblically prohibited? According to Rashi.
Yeah, according to Rashi, no.
Yes, according to Tanna Kamma.
Oh, okay, fine. Right.
Right, meaning remember, Rashi's argument is that everyone will make the Derabbanan one step more expansive than the biblical one. And therefore, Rabbi Pedas thinks lo tikrav only includes intercourse. Therefore, rabbinic, anything else must be rabbinic.
Well, one step removed is...
Right, right, exactly. And we would only prohibit one thing removed. The Tanna Kamma will say no. Lo tikrav means don't have intercourse and don't sleep together sleep with, b'kiruv basar, yeah. And therefore rabbinically will forbid
with clothes.
And the other with clothes, right? Now that means that according to analysis, that's Rashi. Now according to Rashi, that means that there are things beyond sexuality, actual intercourse, that are biblically prohibited under lo tikrav. Okay,
so long as it's
according to the Tanna Kamma,
right?
Right, I mean, Pedas would say no, and the Tanna Kamma would say yes, according to Rashi.
As long as it's intimate, it's something intimate.
Obviously intimate, right? We're not going to say, right, that's the point. Something. I'm not getting to what yet, but something, okay?
What you said with the eating together.
One second. According to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbi Pedas, is anything which is not sexuality biblically prohibited?
No.
No. What about according to the Tanna Kamma?
Yes.
Yes.
Sleeping without.
Something is, because his point is that since the Dirabbanan's model the Daraisas, right? So Rabbi Pedas is very limited in terms of his Dirabbanan's because he has a very limited Daraisa. But by implication, what is Rabbeinu Tam saying? The fact that the Tanna Kamma has very expansive Dirabbanan's, what does that prove? He must have a more expansive daraisa. He doesn't clarify exactly what it is,
right?
But he says if everyone's going to model their rabbinic prohibitions on the biblical prohibition, then and the fact that Rabbi Pedas has such a limited understanding of the biblical law is what generates our conviction that he has a limited understanding of the rabbinic law as well. By implication, what's Rabbeinu Tam saying? That the Tanakhama, who has a more expansive view of the Rabbanans, would only get that because he adopted a more expansive view of the Daraisas. Right? Right? That's the implication, which you have to tease out from Rabbeinu Tam. Yes? You understand that move there?
I'm trying to.
Right? Meaning, Rabbeinu Tam says, how does the Gemara know? Remember, Tosa's question was, how do you know that Rabbi Pedas would allow the husband and wife to sleep in the bed with clothes on, midrabanan? All he said was that biblically,
you can't have
intercourse. Yeah. So Rabbeinu Tam says the answer is because everyone models their rabbinic prohibition on their biblical one. Not like Rashi. It's not one step removed, two steps removed. It's a model. Mm-hmm. And therefore, Rabbi Pedas thinks biblically the only thing that's usher is intercourse, which is undifferentiated romance. And therefore, he will forbid any undifferentiated romance, even if that's a date. Right? Even if that's eating at the same table.
Rabbinically.
Right, rabbinically. But the Tanakhama forbids sleeping in the same bed, even with clothes.
Yeah.
Rabbinically. But that must mean that his biblical conception, right?
Would be sleeping with clothes.
Well, or whatever. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't fully clarify, but his, right? If he is more expansive on the rabbinic level, meaning he says that even sleeping together with clothes is prohibited, then it must be his biblical understanding is more expansive. Right? Expansive.
Yeah,
big. Wider. Okay. Right? They cast the net wider, right? You understand that implication, right? And the re says, it seems to say something like Artos was in, one second, in Avodah Zarah, that now the issue at hand might just be Gzera, right, Drasha, but might not go to the substance. But what emerges, that according to Tosos in Avodah Zarah, right, according to Tosos in Avodah Zarah, Lehalacha, is anything short of sexuality included in the biblical prohibition of Lotikrov Legalodervah?
No.
According to Rashi, it's a machlo. According to Rashi,
according to the Tanakhama,
and according no. So according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Pedas, no. According to Tanakhama, yes. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbi Pedas, no. And according to Tanakhama, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, meaning the machlok is Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, the machlok is Rabbi Pedas and the Tanakhama. Is whether the Isra of Lotikra Lagala Rava is more expansive than sexuality or not. Right? That is implicated. They argue, the only thing Rashi and Tom argue on is how exactly does that affect the way the Darabanan is formulated.
Right.
But they agree that the fundamental machlokas Rabbi Pedas and Tanakhama is do we expand Lotikra Lagala Rava biblically beyond intercourse? Good.
Well,
so now,
still, what do you mean by expands? How do you mean by it?
Meaning, is there ever a time when one could do something which isn't sex, which would violate the biblical prohibition of Lotikra V'Lugal Rava?
Okay, well, what does that Tanakhama mean by it then?
So neither Rashi nor Rabbeinu Tam clarify, mm-hmm. right? They don't say exactly what the Tanakhama holds, they just both assume the answer to that question in general must be yes. What one does, right? Rashi clearly thinks that at least one thing that would be also according to Tanakhama is sleeping together
in
the same bed without clothes.
Right. Without or with?
Without.
Tanakhama.
Without. Right, remember, according to Rashi, their Abanan is one step expanded beyond the Daraisa. And therefore, if the Tanakhama forbids sleeping together with clothes on a rabbinic level, that must be biblically,
with clothes,
he thinks sleeping together without clothes, even not having intercourse, is also correct.
Yeah,
so Rashi only gives us one, presumably we have one data point. According to Rashi, right, if you notice, today I want you to read very carefully and tease out these implications. Right, you need to read very carefully to realize what's going on here. Right, according to Rashi, the way Tosus understands him, is that we only have one data point. Right, which is that according to the Tanakhama, sleeping together in the same bed without clothing must be biblically prohibited, because otherwise he couldn't forbid rabbinically the next step expanded, right, which is to sleep together with clothes.
Okay.
According to Rabbeinu Tam is even less clear. Rabbeinu Tam says all the Rabbanans are modeled on the Daraisa. Rabbi Pidas, who limits the Daraisa to sexuality itself, would therefore say that the only things that are also rabbinically are that which are romantic but have no change. Right? Just like sex, which is uninhibited romance.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore eating together, having a date, while it may be at a much lower level, it's still uninhibited, unchanged romance.
Meaning it would not be allowed.
And therefore would not be permitted rabbinically.
By Tanakh.
Even according to Rabbi Pidas.
By Tanakh Pidas too.
Because remember that's Rabbeinu Tam's problem. It's a Mishnah.
Oh, because it's not enough steps removed.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not about steps removed. It's about, is it similar to the Daraisa in the sense that it's unchanged romance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not about steps removed. Right? Rabbeinu Tam's problem on Rashi is the Mishnah says you can't eat together. Right?
Okay.
And therefore, Pidas must accept that. So Rabbeinu Tam says he will. Rabbeinu Tam says, according to Rabbi Pidas, biblically, the only thing that's usher is sex. Rabbinically, any unchanged act of intimacy might be prohibited, including eating together.
Mm-hmm.
But Tanakhama holds.
Who says that?
Rabbeinu Tam.
Oh, okay.
Right? But Rabbeinu Tam says that the Tanakhama, rabbinically, doesn't allow them to sleep together with clothes. Which must mean that biblically he has some understanding of lo tikra v'lagal arva that would make it that this is a logical expansion of it, though he doesn't clarify exactly what that is.
I thought Tanakhama said for Daraita already, even with clothes you weren't supposed to, because that would make Dirabanan.
That's a
anything.
That's
that
Rashi.
Be.
That was Rashi. We've moved on to Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah. I'm making charts.
Who says after Rabbeinu Tam?
But we moved on to Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay. Who says after Rabbeinu Tam?
Because Rashi.
The Ri.
Okay.
Right? Rabbeinu Tam says not like Rashi. He says it's not about one step, two step.
Yeah.
It's about are they similar at models. Right?
Okay.
Sex is unchanged romance.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, even Rabbi Pidas will argue that unchanged romantic date, eating together, was also prohibited because it's similar. It's not about steps removed, according to him.
Yeah.
It's similar.
It's part of it.
It's by similarity.
It's not part. It's modeled after. It's similar to in certain senses. Which implies that according to Tanakhama, who prohibits sleeping together with clothes, meaning romance even with a change, must hold that biblically there's something prohibited. He doesn't say what. That would logically expand to sleeping together with clothes. Right? Again, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't explain exactly what that is, but that's his implication. Okay? Now, what's Yotze, therefore? That you having fundamental machlokas, we've shown him, between Tosos the third day and Tosos here and the Tosos in Avodah Zarah, and Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, as to whether it is possible on a biblical level that anything short of intercourse is prohibited, biblically. Yes? Is that clear? What emerges is that you have a fundamental machlokes between Tosos in Avodah Zarah and the third day in Tosos in Shabbos versus Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam as to whether it is possible that something would be biblically prohibited short of intercourse itself. Tosos says, no, that's impossible. Nobody thinks that's the case. Everybody agrees that the only thing that's biblically prohibited is intercourse. The only question is, how exactly do we formulate their abundance? Where do we derive them from? But according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, no. The Machlokes Rabbi Pidas and the Tanakhama is that question. Can there be something
more biblically prohibited from more than just relations?
Correct. Now, who is this the machlokes between? Right? Now, what I've shown you, and again, most people don't do this when they study this topic, I think, is that this already exists right on Al-Adaf, Rashi and Tosfos. But, Shimon, who is this the fundamental machlokes between? Whether lo tikravu, on a biblical level, can include non-actual intercourse acts of intimacy.
You say it was just Tosfot.
Good, but classically, right? The other ones I gave you on the sheet. Who takes the general position of Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, namely that there are biblical things that are prohibited, which are not sex itself.
Rambam.
The Rambam. Mm-hmm. Right? And who denies it, as we'll see? The Ramban. Right, the Ramban. Right, this, my focus. What?
Prohibit it.
Both of them are going to prohibit it. The question is it biblical? Right? Is it biblical? Right, and as you will see, right, now, I will, heads up here, right, the way we've just read this Rashi and Tosfos carefully and teased out the implications is much harder than the Rambam and the Ramban themselves. The Rambam and the Ramban, even if they don't flesh out the exact way in which this emerges from a close reading of the Gemara, right, they're coming at it from the same, right, the same ideas, the same basic structures that you saw between Tosfos and Rashi, are going to emerge between the Rambam and the Ramban, but you'll see, they're much easier to read. Right? You started reading it. They should be much easier to read. They're much more straightforward than this Tosfos that I just read. And this is the fundamental machlokas. The Rambam, as you'll see, in Sefer HaMitzvah, Shin and Gimel, and did you actually look in Yisrubiya Perek Chaf Aleph? Right, I put one line to look at the Rambam. Right, the Rambam, throughout, believes that
It's okay. No.
It is biblically prohibited. There are things which are usur, biblically, that are not sex itself, that are not intercourse. The Ramban denies this. Okay?
Nachmanides.
Yes, Nachmanides denies this. Okay? And what we're going to try to do is figure out exactly the position of Rambam, exactly the position of Ramban, right? What exactly does it mean? What are the implications? Right? Both conceptually and the halacha, right? What exactly do they mean? Okay. How much time do we have? Do we want to stop there? Is that what you want to stop?
Can you do Rabbeinu Tam?
So this is a good stopping point, but I want you to do. Okay. Now that we've set up again, what we've done today is much harder, I think, than what you're going to do after this. I want you, at the very least, to have read, preferably both passages in Rambam, meaning both the Sefer HaMitzvos and at least the first few halachot of Perek Kaf Aleph in Hilchos Yisrubiya. That's number 5 and 6, right? Yeah. And the Ramban in 11. To fully understand the Shitas HaRambam, I want you to, right, ideally I'd want you to read everything in between there, but the bare minimum for tomorrow is to know the Rambam and the Ramban. Well, it's 5, 6, 11, right? The rest, if you don't read it inside before Shir, it's fine. Right, I'll explain their relevance, but at the very least, understand those. By tomorrow, please, 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 at least get through those sources. Okay. Yes.
Can we do? I'm just confused. Rabbeinu Tam's.